This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, May 16th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. CBO does farm bill riders no favors. Thompson and Scott want states to step up HBCU funding, and negotiations hurting Ukrainian exports. New CBO baseline doesn't help farm bill, Ag Committee economist confirms. The chief economist for the Senate Ag Committee's Republican staff says the Congressional Budget Office's new farm program forecast does nothing to help lower the cost of making improvements in commodity programs that ag groups are seeking. Nothing in the prices that we got out of CBO dramatically changes the farm bill math in terms of modifications to Title I programs, the committee's John Newton said yesterday during an AgriPulse webinar. In the case of the Dairy Margin Coverage Program, the math is even more challenging than it was before. CBO is now projecting lower milk prices, raising the potential costs of the DMC enhancements many producers want, Newton said. Similarly, he noted that CBO has essentially doubled the projected cost of livestock disaster assistance programs, rendering changes to those programs more expensive as well. Meanwhile, CBO also sharply increased the projected cost of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, in part because about 1 million more people will be on the program this year than previously forecast. Jacqueline Snyder, former top aide to Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow, said on the webinar that SNAP is a slower economic indicator. As the economy recovers from challenging times and recessions, we frequently see SNAP lagging in its transition back to a normal baseline. And this is largely because people do tend to take a little bit of time to continue to participate on SNAP before they get their wages to level that they can leave the program, she said. Looking ahead, Schneider believes it could take until 2024 for Congress to finish the new farm bill. She expects the debt ceiling talks to delay the process to some extent. President Biden is scheduled to meet today with congressional leaders on the debt ceiling issue. Congress has until early June to take action. If you missed the webinar, you can watch a recording at AgriPulse.com. Ukrainian ag exports drop off as talks on the Black Sea Grain Initiative continue. High-level meeting in Istanbul last week involving Ukraine, Russia, Turkey, and the United Nations failed to result in an agreement to prevent the collapse of the Black Sea Grain Initiative. But the talks will continue. That according to UN spokesperson Stefan Dujarric yesterday. Meanwhile, UN Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs Martin Griffiths warned the UN Security Council that inspections to allow vessels in and out of the Black Sea have slowed drastically, preventing Ukraine from exporting wheat, corn, and other commodities. The UN proposed during the meeting that Ukraine allow the reopening of a pipeline that allows Russia to export ammonia, something Russia has demanded in the past. UN officials continue to work with banks, shippers, and insurance companies that are concerned about the risk of doing business with Russian fertilizer companies. Ukraine has accused Russian inspectors in the Bosporus Strait of intentionally blocking inspections as a way to emphasize Russia's displeasure with obstacles to its fertilizer exports. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate of Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Among Edge's top priorities is milk pricing reform. Over its long history, the federal order system has aimed to serve farmers by ensuring the orderly marketing of fluid milk. But changing production and consumption patterns are rendering the system ineffective. Edge envisions changes that create flexibility, promote fairness, and strengthen the relationship between farmers and processors.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Nearly $11 billion available from Rural Utilities Service. rural electric cooperatives and other providers are getting a big boost from the government with the formal announcement yesterday of $10.7 billion in funding for renewable energy projects. In particular, the new Empowering Rural America program at $9.7 billion is designed to begin the process of allowing the rural electric cooperatives to essentially reach parity, if you will, with the privately owned utility companies that have already begun significant investment in renewable energy projects, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack said on the call with reporters yesterday. When you have the opportunity through a grant, through a low-interest loan, through the ability to stack benefits with tax credits and investment tax credits and utilize additional investment from the infrastructure law, you create the kind of incentive that's going to encourage a lot of our electric cooperatives to express interest. Another $1 billion in loans is being made for projects involving more narrow set of renewable categories, solar, wind, biomass, hydroelectric, and geothermal. You can read more in our article at AgriPulse.com. House Ag Leaders to States, Step Up HBCU Funding. Leaders of the House Agriculture Committee are appealing to governors and state legislators to increase their ag-related funding for historically black colleges and universities. These institutions, originally established to support the education of black students, continue to help bridge the gap in underserved communities, diversifying American agriculture and developing the pipeline of talented minds joining our agricultural workforce, says a letter led by House Ag Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania and ranking Democrat David Scott of Georgia. The letter notes that states failed in fiscal 22 to fully match the USDA funding that was provided to HBCUs in Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Maryland, Texas, and West Virginia. By comparison, all 50 states fully matched funding for the traditional land-grant universities, the letter says. USDA looking to fill Urban Agriculture Advisory Committee. The Department of Agriculture is looking to fill four positions on the Federal Advisory Committee for Urban Agriculture and Innovative Production. The group provides input on policy development surrounding urban agriculture. USDA seeking nominations for one individual to represent urban agriculture, one representing an extension program or institute of higher education, one to represent business and economic development interests, and one to represent indoor farming or other emerging agriculture production practices, which may also include urban farming. The public can submit nominations until July 15th. Sudan crisis causing soaring food prices in Egypt. Impacts of the military violence between warring factions in Sudan spilling over to Egypt, where food prices are rising sharply, that according to an analysis by the USDA's Foreign Agriculture Service. Sudan is a major agriculture and livestock exporter, as well as logistical hub for Africa, says the FAS office in Cairo. But that trade has come to a halt, and Egyptian supplies of beef and other commodities are dwindling as prices surge. Egypt, normally a large importer of Sudanese cattle, is looking to other countries like Chad and Somalia. Finally, here's today's He Said It. They were delicious. I ate more than my fair share. That House Ag Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson on the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches served at the meeting between the House and Senate Ag Committee leaders and President Biden last week. Thompson said the sandwiches are among the President's favorite snacks. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, May 16th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Dowling.